Ever notice how you get better at finding things the more you use them? It's like your brain just knows where to look.
Yeah.
Well, we're diving into the science behind that today. It's called value pop-out, and we've got some really cool research from the iScience Journal.
Really fascinating stuff.
Basically, once your brain learns something is valuable, it can find it super fast,
Yeah.
even in a ton of clutter.
Think of it like your brain becomes a value-seeking missile. It learns something is valuable, and bam, it can find it in an instant.
I love that analogy. So how did the researchers figure this out? Did they, like, use people?
Well, not exactly. They actually worked with monkeys. You know, monkeys are seriously good at visual
Oh,
stuff.
right. Like, their brains work kind of like ours, don't they?
Yeah, really similar. So the researchers trained these monkeys to recognize certain images. They were fractals, you know, those unique visual patterns.
Gotcha. So fractals, monkeys. What did the monkeys have to do?
So they had to learn that some of these fractals were good, meaning they came with a big reward, like a bunch of juice.
Okay, monkeys love juice.
Exactly. But other fractals were bad, meaning a much smaller reward. So the monkeys had to look at these images to get their juice, and obviously they wanted to find the good ones.
Makes sense. So they probably learned which fractals were good pretty fast,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. But here's the really interesting part. They actually had two groups of monkeys. One group practiced for just one day, but the other group practiced for way longer, like over 5 days.
Wow, so they were like total fractal experts.
Yeah, you could say they were overtrained.
Okay, overtrained, got it. So what happened next? Did they like test the monkeys?
Exactly. They gave them a search task. Imagine like a Where's Waldo puzzle, but instead of Waldo, it's the one good fractal hidden among a bunch of bad ones.
Okay, and finding the good one meant more juice, right?
You got it. And guess what? The monkeys who were overtrained, they were way faster at finding the good fractal.
No way, like it just popped out at them.
It really seemed that way, just like how you were saying our brains seem to know where to look for things we use all the time.
That's incredible. So just by practicing, we can actually make the things we value basically jump out at us.
That's what the research suggests.
But how does that even work? What's going on in their brains?
Well, to figure that out, the researchers were recording activity from a specific part of the monkeys' brains. It's called the ventrolateral prefrontal cortex.
Ventral lateral. Did say that again?
Ventrolateral prefrontal cortex, or VLPFC for short.
VLPFC. Got it. So what's so special about that part of the brain?
It's really interesting, actually. The VLPFC plays a big role in visual searches, and it's also involved in remembering the value of things.
So it's like the brain's value and search center rolled into one.
You could say that it's like your brain's personal assistant for finding important stuff.
But what did they actually see happening in the VLPFC during these fractal searches?
Well, get this. They found that the neurons in that area, the ones that handle visual search and remembering value, they actually fired more strongly when the good fractal was on the screen. And you know what? That difference was even more pronounced in the monkeys that had been overtrained.
Wow, so their brains were like, hey, that's the good stuff, pay attention.
Yeah. Exactly. And it gets even cooler. The signal wasn't just stronger, it actually became independent of how many bad fractals were on the screen at the same time.
What?
Yeah, it's like their brains could laser focus on the valuable fractal no matter how much other stuff was around.
So the overtrained monkeys' brains developed like a super efficient search engine for value.
Exactly. And that brings us to another really cool finding. The researchers found a direct link between this brain activity and how quickly the monkeys found the good fractal.
Okay, so like the stronger the signal in the VLPFC, the faster they found their target.
Exactly. The more tuned in their brains were to the value of that fractal, the quicker they could find it. It's like they had this internal value detector guiding their eyes.
That's amazing. But wait, there's more, right? I think I remember something about brainwaves.
You're right. The researchers also looked at brainwaves in the VLPFC, specifically gamma waves, which are often linked to really focused attention.
Gamma waves, right? Like when you're totally in the zone.
That's the one. And guess what? The overtrained monkeys, they had stronger gamma waves during the search task. And get this, these gamma waves seem to be directly related to how long the monkey was actively searching.
Interesting. So the longer they were hunting for that good fractal, the more their brains were humming with these focused gamma waves.
Yeah, exactly. This really supports the idea that the VLPFC is super engaged when we need to find something valuable fast. It's like that part of the brain kicks into high gear, amps up our attention, and helps us zoom in on the things that matter most.
So basically what we're saying is our brains can learn to make valuable things really stand out. Like even in a world full of distractions.
Yeah. Our brains are amazing. It's a pretty remarkable adaptation. And it's all thanks to the incredible teamwork happening between specific brain regions and specific brainwave patterns.
It's like our brains are constantly evolving to help us make sense of everything around us.
I know. It's amazing. You know, this ability to quickly find valuable stuff would have been so useful for our ancestors, too. Imagine being able to spot the best fruit on a tree or the safest path through a forest just like that.
Right. That makes so much sense. It would be like a superpower for survival. But this isn't just ancient history. Don't we still use this value pop-out every day?
Oh, totally. Think about all the times you're searching for something important. Your keys, a specific document on your computer, or even trying to find a familiar face in a big crowd.
Oh, tell me about it. Especially when I can't find my phone, I swear my brain goes into panic mode. It's like, where is it? I need it.
Exactly. So imagine if you could train your brain to find those things faster, like make them really jump out at you.
That would be a game changer. But how do we actually do that? Can we really train our brains to be better at this value pop-out thing?
Well, that's the really exciting part. Now that we're starting to understand how this whole process works in the brain, we can start to figure out ways to make it even better.
Okay, I'm all ears. How do we do it?
Well, one way is to just practice. Like those monkeys we were talking about, remember? They became experts by looking at those fractals over and over again.
Oh, right. Like repetition, repetition, repetition.
Exactly. The more we use our brains to interact with things we value, the stronger the connections in our brains become. And that makes it easier and faster to find them again.
So it's like building a mental shortcut to those things.
Exactly. It's like you're carving a path in the woods. The more you walk it, the clearer it gets.
I like that.
And you know what else? Visualizing can help too.
Why? Just thinking about things.
Yeah. Studies have shown that even just imagining you're finding something can activate some of the same brain areas as actually searching for it.
Wow. That's pretty cool. So, like, if I imagine myself grabbing my keys before I leave the house.
Exactly. It's like giving your brain a little preview.
Amazing.
And don't forget about focus either.
Oh, right. Like those gamma waves we talked about.
Yeah, gamma waves. They're like the fuel for your value-seeking brain power.
So the more focused I am when I'm looking for something, the better my chances of finding it fast.
Exactly. It's like turning up the volume on your brain's value detector.
I can dig it.
And the best part is that you can train your focus to get better over time, just like any other mental skill.
So it's like we're not stuck with the brains we have. We can actually make them better.
Exactly. And that's what I think is so exciting about all of this. By understanding how things like value pop-out work in our brains, we can actually take control and use them to our advantage.
Totally. Well, this has been an awesome deep dive. Mm. Seriously, I had no idea our brains were this cool.
It's pretty incredible, right? And, you know, we're really just scratching the surface here. There's so much more to learn about how our brains work.
That's both exciting and a little scary.
I know, right?
So if our listeners take away one thing from this episode, what should it be?
I'd say it's this. Your brain is powerful. It's constantly changing and adapting. And you can train it to do some pretty incredible things.
I love that. Well, thanks for joining us today. And to everyone listening, remember, you have the power to train your brain to find what matters most. See you next time.